Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction and Apache. Bob, we finally got some cooler, faller weather. So what did that mean for the livestock markets this week?
Well, I don't know that meant anything was for the market, but the help loved it better. Instead of being 95 degrees, it was 65 degrees yesterday. So that was good.
I was going to say,
go
I
ahead.
Haven't really heard anything changes. I know you'd kind of been expecting more of the same. Did we see that this week?
I had a good run. I went from 400 cows to 600 cows, just cull cows. I mean, we're still in the culling right now. So, and it's all, you ask them, what are you thinking? Well, we're out of water on this one place, or we're out of grass on this one place, or we're cutting back because we got enough hay to do X amount of cows and not enough hay for these amount of cows. I mean, we're back in the same routine we were in 11 and 12. And like myself, I knew we were dry, but I didn't think we were back to that same level. But it looks like we are.
Well, it's been a little bit misleading, I think, this year, because, you know, back in the 2012s, we didn't always remember getting timely rains. This year, I remember some timely rains, but it's only for certain folks in the state.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I mean, pretty much, our 70% of them will tell you they had the best spring they, you know, we could have. They got rains. They got some hay put up early. And then the month of July and August, they had ponds. I had one guy that had a place down in the Slick Hills area around Carnegie. He was in great shape. He come back. He said, I got to move all my yearlings. I said, well, I just, you know, visit. I said, what do you think? And he said, every one of my ponds are dry. And he said, 90 days ago, my ponds were in good shape. So they're all dry. I mean, so it doesn't fit, but that's reality.
Well, I heard from Daryl Peel this week. He was talking a little bit at the Rural Economic Outlook Conference, and he's kind of echoed your sentiments. No herd rebuilding anywhere in sight.
No, I mean, I've heard that over and over and over that, you know, we're rebuilding the herd. Well, they're not rebuilding it in a four state area around us. You know, we're still, and then keeping the heifers, you know, people are selling heifers. They're selling. Of course, we're still selling these cattle at extreme high prices. And one thing about it, if you're having to sell cows, we're getting way more than we've ever been accustomed to getting. I mean, when a cow brings $1.30, I'm old enough to remember when she brought 30. So, I mean, it's a blessing that if you happen to cull down, you're still getting value for your salvage and your calf crop. I mean, yesterday, still tremendous demand for a calf weighing under 700 pounds. I mean, probably the biggest thing lacking is a fat bull calf weighing 5 to 6.5, or a fat heifer calf weighing 600. I mean, there's just not a lot of places to go with her because she's got to be weaned or he's got to be cut and kept for 90 days before they can ship them to a feed yard. And right now, no wheat prospects in Southwest Oklahoma. So that's putting a damper, but it hadn't eliminated the demand. So, I mean, take advantage of it, sell into this deal. You know, I mean, trying to outsmart it. I don't have a clue. And nobody does. So, you know, if you normally wean your calves and you've got the grass and the water to do that, I think if you take these 6 weight bulls or these 6 weight heifers and can put 90 days on them coming into, you know, the end of the year, first of the year, I think you'll be all right just because there's not going to be a lot of feeder cattle available like they normally are.
Well, if folks have questions for you, Bob, how do they reach out?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Kelly Osbrook, Clay Labar, myself, or Greg a call. We'd be more than glad to visit with you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thank you.